Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Matt Rosenberg, VP of Global Sales at NetNumber. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So, Matt, why don't we just get started with you telling me a little bit about NetNumber and what area of the mobile network you guys engage in?
So NetNumber was founded 15 years ago with a vision to build a common platform into the signaling and routing layer of the carrier's network. This vision relied upon two key principles. One, build a common core platform where carriers can utilize that platform with multiple applications and really remove the burden where carriers deploy single silo technology. The second was making sure that this platform was ubiquitous across all the different protocols, meaning you could take any protocol in the signaling plane, whether it's diameter, SIP, SS7, C7, Enum, and really make it easy for carriers to deploy without the burden of multiple protocols.
What has been the trajectory of NetNumber's engagement with the industry since its foundation? Where have you shown some success in that vision?
So early on in our career, we started off with really understanding the dynamics between Enum and number portability. As time went on, industry became more complex, adding more technology into existing infrastructure. It became harder for carriers to build Enum technology, SIP technology, diameter technology, and overlay that with the existing SS7, C7 network. So where we've really seen major growth in the last 5 to 10 years is enabling carriers, especially in the mobile space, to allow their subscribers to use services across any one of those different domains, whether it's the LTE domain, the IMS core, or the SS7, C7 network.
So enter network function virtualization. Tell me a little bit about how NFV and the virtualization of networking functions will impact the solutions that you're bringing to market, and more broadly, the vision around network signaling and changing that paradigm.
Today, majority of the carriers are faced with a dilemma of how to move forward with technology, predominantly because when vendors sell a solution, they think of it still today as a single silo server. So for example, if you want to buy an STP, you buy a single platform for the STP, and that's all it does. And the next time they want to go buy another application, like the diameter signaling controller, they have to invest in a whole other range of servers and integration into the OSS BSS layer. Where we see NFV changing the game is by removing the burden of having to deploy these single silo servers. So now carriers can be a bit more agile, much more flexible, and really reduce their costs by deploying a common network function architecture, or virtual architecture, and on top of that, overlay a common core platform like Titan that is completely software-based. And so now when you want to add the next application, or you want to add the next piece of functionality, you don't need to go invest into a whole other set of hardware, a whole other set of provisioning interfaces, a whole other set of complexity into the OSS BSS layer. Rather, when you want to add the next piece of functionality, it's a simple software license upgrade.
When you take a look at that from a practical perspective, what are the key barriers to getting this deployed in core networks today? And where do you think the industry is in terms of delivering this type of functionality?
I think we're in our infancy still. The concept of virtualization has been around for quite some time in carriers' networks, but it's predominantly been in the data hosting side. And I think until the ETSI body comes up with standards around network function virtualization, orchestration, around how to manage in between this virtual environment, the elasticity of movement up and down, of handling different traffic flows, carriers are going to be a little bit reluctant to make a large investment until it's more standardized across the board. We're seeing it change now. We have several large carriers deployed in NFV using Titan, one of them based in Europe, very large mobile carrier. Again, it's still on the outskirts of the network, not particularly in the core of the network.
Some good traction, though. And what has been the response from customers who have taken the steps to deploy, and any key learnings that you've gathered through actual live deployments within mobile networks?
When most carriers deploy Titan, they still deploy on hardware. Fortunately for NetNumber, we deploy Titan on a COTS hardware. So any common off-the-shelf hardware that fits our specs, carriers can deploy Titan on. The instances we have deployed Titan in a virtual environment has seen a dramatic change in performance and accessibility to the data. And so now as carriers want to build out different instances across a larger footprint in this virtual environment, instead of having to go through a long cycle of deployment within their network, having to get resources appropriated, having to go build the underlying foundation just to deploy a function, It's very quick for them to be able to turn around new services. And I think one of the things we're going to see as the carrier gets more pressure to provide services quicker due to competitive reasons, they're going to look to buy vendors who allow them to deploy faster and get to market quicker because their business is moving too fast.
I know that you have worked with the Intel Network Builders program on solution optimization. Can you tell me why you guys chose to join Intel Network Builders and what the value of that program has been to you?
Well, first and foremost, just the fact that it's Intel, very widely respected across the industry and across the globe. That was a really big consideration for us. We've been using Intel for quite some time, and it's really a part of our underlying technology of how we get our high performance. The Intel-supported Data Plane Development Kit, the DPDK, it's really used to build out a lot of our virtual network functions around the Linux OS kernel. Because of those two reasons, it was a natural fit for us to start working with the group, and it's been a fantastic experience so far.
What do you think are the biggest opportunities ahead for NetNumber and the broader industry to engage, and what next steps are in terms of integration of this technology?
I think there's a couple things that are going to happen. As older technology starts to get turned down or less investments being made in functionality with that, carriers are going to try and make an investment in a future-proof technology or a future-proof platform. Even though they're not deploying necessarily an NFV, carriers are making decisions to invest in technology that allows them to invest once, but use it for multiple things over many, many years. Tied to that, inherently, is the ability to be more flexible with the actual service logic of the platform. Carriers are really looking for platforms where they can deploy, learn how it works, utilize and capitalize on that existing platform, but have more agility to create different service logic in terms of hitting their own requirements. So when their marketing team or their business team comes to them and says they want to build a service to compete against XYZ competitor, they don't want to wait 6 months for that to turn around. They want to do that in a couple of weeks, couple months. So I think as we see NetNumber playing very critical roles in large carriers across the planet, in VoLTE and voice over Wi-Fi, in this interworking between 2G, 3G, 4G, we're going to see a continued acceptance of this type of technology.
I know that we've probably interested a number of our listeners in NetNumber and the solutions that you're bringing to market with Titan. Can you please provide us a URL to find out more information?
www.netnumber.com.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you for the opportunity. I enjoyed speaking with you.